This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 325, and today we're going to be talking about self-talk. And let me tell you, I've been doing a lot of self-talk doing these CrossFit opens. The self-talk has sometimes been encouraging and sometimes need to be censored. But in any case, the CrossFit open has really brought attention to self-talk. Edgar Tolle has talked about these two selves. Timothy Galwell in The Inner Game of Tennis and Inner Game of Golf has talked about it. But when we start talking about talking to ourselves or self-talk, the question is, who's doing the talking and who's doing the listening? And this is the concept that Edgar Tolle happened when he had his breakdown. He goes, I can't stand myself. And then is, who is the I that I can't stand? And Timothy Galway talks about the self one and self two. Well, the concept of this self talk is, it's really fascinating and interesting if you consider that when we are talking to ourself, what is the one talking? Well, when you look at it from different research that I've looked at, the self that is doing the talking is our ego self. And for many of us, our ego has not been trained. It has not been tamed. And so the ego is always comparing and judging and looking out for danger. I mean, that's kind of its job. Then the self that is listening or hearing is basically our unconscious mind. And our unconscious mind is a wonderful and super powerful aspect of ourselves that we don't give enough credit to. When I say it's our ego that doesn't give enough credit to it. Our unconscious mind is beating our hearts right now. It's helping us breathe right now. It's helping us listen right now. And we don't have to give any attention to it. But when the ego mind gets involved in a physical activity, it analyzes everything. For example, in tennis, how tight are we holding the grip? When we're doing a CrossFit, maybe a snatch or something, how is my stance going? And we start to critique it. And when we start to critique it through the conscious mind or the ego, we then don't allow the unconscious mind to take over. So the presumption in this podcast is that we're going to be talking about some physical activities that you have either seen or have done at one point in your life. Because one of the things the unconscious mind does, once you do an activity, it is memorized. So it knows how to do it. Yes, it still makes corrections. It still makes adjustments. But when we can trust that our unconscious mind knows exactly what to do, and we can allow our conscious mind, our ego, to get out of the way, our conscious mind will perform so much better than our conscious mind will allow us. So when we start to understand what self-talk is, self-talk is our ego talking to our unconscious mind, or our conscious mind talking to our unconscious mind. And there's this dialogue going back and forth. Now, let me just throw a little wrinkle into it. Who's the observer of this conversation? Well, that's your higher self. So we have self one, self two, and higher self, or your conscious mind, your unconscious mind, and your higher self. And the higher self conversation we can put off to another time. But we're talking about self one and self two, or your conscious mind and unconscious mind. And just would like to spend a little bit more time on how powerful your unconscious mind is. It has recorded every memory. It has recorded all of your skills, how you walk, how you write, how you drive, how you do anything. It has recorded all of that. I mean, think about it. When you're driving your car, Most of us aren't really thinking about it, but we know exactly how much pressure to put on the gas, when to stop, turning the radio. We could have a conversation with somebody in the car at the same time. We could be daydreaming about where we're going. We have all of these things going around, but our unconscious mind keeps us focused, or not focused, but keeps us going through the car. Now, sometimes we get so distracted, our conscious mind gets so distracted that we get into accidents. But normally, if we arrive safe at where we're going, the unconscious mind is taking care of us in such a good way. And when we trust it, so in a sense, when we're driving, we are trusting our unconscious mind. We're not, if you had to think again, so if you go back to learning how to drive and how you put your gas, your foot in the gas pedal, you're probably over-accelerated, over-braked. You did all of that. If you, until the unconscious mind knew what you wanted to do, and then it took over. If you had to drive consciously again, you would be doing the same herky-jerky, all of that type of phenomenon that goes with it, but the unconscious mind knew what you wanted to do. It took over. And for a physical activity, it's the same thing. But many of us, when we get into a sport, we rely so much on our conscious mind to execute the task, whether it's golf, whether it's football, whether it's CrossFit. We continually think about, okay, think about what I'm doing. Think about what I'm doing. And when we're thinking, we're actually having a dialogue. So if we miss something, we yell at our unconscious mind. Why can't you do better? Focus. Do this, do that. But that's the ego talking to the unconscious mind, and it's basically belittling it because it doesn't trust it at this particular point. Yet there are many points in our life where our ego does trust it, like when we're driving a car or when we're walking or anything like that. So the key is when we're starting to look at performance, and this can even be in sales. It could be, there's so many ways that this shows up that we've done something correctly, but yet the ego gets involved and wants to manage it, micromanage our behavior, micromanage everything about it, that it often falls apart. And when, so the ego or the conscious mind, right? It, for me, do something new for the first time, has to get involved. It has to think. It has to fire some of the, it has to take over for a little bit of time. But once we have seen something, or once we have done something, it is in our unconscious mind. It's memorized. Now to fine tune the results, we need to get out of the way. When I say we, meaning our ego needs to get out of the way. Let the unconscious mind take over the behavior and correct and continue until it gets to the result we want. Now, what is that result? Well, that result is a picture we hold in our mind. This is why visualization or mental rehearsal is so important. We need to give our unconscious mind a target to move to. And it's not necessarily the process, but how to get there. So, for instance, you know, if you're in a big office and you have a trash can way in the corner and you crumple up a ball, you would, or crumple up a piece of paper to play a game, you would then mentally rehearse or see that paper going right into the trash can. You would then repeat it a few times, lean back, and then you would throw, you would allow the body to toss the crumpled up ball of paper into the trash can. Now, if you consciously used your ego or your conscious mind to do it, you go, am I holding it correctly? How far back should I move my hand? You know, what should I, how should I throw this? You calculate the speed, and you'd miss all the time. But by allowing your unconscious mind to take over and throw it and miss, and without judgment. See, this is where the ego comes in. The ego judges. It's going, oh, you can't hit that. You can't do this. So when you can take your ego out of the way and not judge it and go, oh, I just missed. It's not good or bad. You just missed. That's the result. And allow your unconscious mind to correct and continue. Eventually, you're going to be able to make that shot. And when you make that shot and you keep making that shot, you are in what's called the zone. We've heard athletes talk about being in the zone, being in flow. What that really means is that your ego or your conscious mind is quieted. It's silenced, and you're just allowing your unconscious mind to take over. You're trusting your unconscious mind. It has taken over. And this is, so this, the beginning part of this is all self-talk. It's when we're trying to do something and we are criticizing ourselves. On the same hand, our self-talk can be empowering. We can embrace this concept of this communication between our ego and our unconscious mind. And we can say, hey, you did a great job. Hey, good job. And acknowledge the successes, which will then allow the ego to back away and trust. But if we have this conflict of try harder, you're stupid, how come you didn't do this, focus more, and we condemn ourselves, one, that's an internal civil war. And nothing really good comes out of a civil war. There's death on one side or the other. But when we can start to utilize that self-talk to put ourselves into a position for performance and then silence the ego by lack of judgment. So one of the things is we just observe a result. It's not good or bad. We just observe it. This will allow the unconscious mind to take over. And it's very subtle. But when you get into the zone, I'm sure you felt at some point in a time that you've been in the zone when you're just thoughts have stopped and you're just flowing. It could be meditating. It could be gardening. It could be skiing, whatever that is. But there are times where all of us have felt this zone capacity. And when we can start to eliminate the loud voice, meaning our ego, our conscious mind, and let our unconscious mind take over, miracles start to happen. And so we need to understand that this is why visualization is important. Words or dialogue is the language of the conscious mind of the ego. Images is the language of the unconscious mind. So the more we can hold an image of what we want and put feelings and emotions behind it and then allow the ego to get out of the way, the unconscious mind will take over. And again, there is a correct and continued process. So what a lot of people misunderstand is you visualize it once, you go out and attempt it, it doesn't work. Oh, this doesn't work. Well, now you're not allowing your unconscious mind to take over. Think back when, well, you may not remember when you started to learn how to walk, but you can see how toddlers, they begin to walk, they fall, they stand up, they fall, they stand up. They are self-teaching how to walk. They don't stop and their ego doesn't come involved yet because they don't have one at that age. But it doesn't come involved in going, oh, forget about it. Stop. You're stupid. You don't know how to walk. And this is where we are. Our unconscious mind behaves differently than our conscious mind. Our conscious mind or ego wants things to happen immediately. Our unconscious mind needs to get feedback so that it can correct and continue and move on and then move to a place where we have this image that it's now successfully achieved. So when we start to do this mental rehearsal and this self-talk, we need to get out of the way and say it has to happen now. This is why practice is so important. And when we practice, yes, at some point we need to learn the skill with the conscious mind. But then once we've learned it, we need to get out of the way and practice and let the unconscious mind take over and just get into the flow, get into the flow, get into the flow. And when we can do that, then we will reach peak performance more effectively, more efficiently, and more often. And a great place to start to understand this self-talk is through Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, which I converted to an online program. You can find out more about that and enroll for a lifetime access at warriormindtraining.com. But when we start to fight with ourselves, we're not going to achieve what we want, whether it's in our relations, whether it's our finances, whether it's our physical appearance. When we have a battle of inner dialogue, we're not allowing our unconscious mind to do the things that it does so well. We're trying to take over. Our ego is trying to micromanage our life, and it just doesn't work. So check out warriormindtraining.com, get the information, and start to control your self-talk. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.